Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome back. We are 1 hour out from the beginning of Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Yes, favorite student front row, Dana Wright.
Okay, I know that the airing of the grievances is at 5, but I can't wait till 5.
No.
Because the show contains my name, I'm going to have this out with all of you right now. You all know that today is the deadline. The dreaded, awful...
Here we go.
Yeah, here it is.
Do not get me started deadline.
You're starting yourself.
For re-enrolling in company benefits.
Oh, yeah, that fun thing.
Every year you got to do it.
Got to get that insurance.
Got to make sure you still don't smoke cigarettes.
You don't want to be accidentally dismembered.
That is my question that's going to lead us to the grievance. What is the deal with this company constantly asking us if we want some sort of insurance against accidental death or dismemberment? I would like to discuss this. They do not offer insurance for normal things like, I get cancer and I'm in a hospital for three years.
That's what the medical insurance is for.
Well, that is medical insurance, but it's not a separate rider like death and dismemberment. Who came up with this?
What doesn't make sense to me?
How many people do you know that have been dismembered? Why is this a product?
I grew up in the military. I know a lot.
Station.
In these years of the United States, the year of our Lord 2024,
correct.
How many people do you know that have been death by dismemberment?
Well, hold on.
I think you're reading it wrong.
It's accidental death or dismemberment.
I'm pretty sure if you're dismembered, that's and.
By dismemberment.
You're not dying because your legs got cut off. You either accidentally died...
Or
you have
you
limbs missing
dismembered.
That prevent you from doing your job.
No. Scott, you are reading this completely wrong. No, it is accidental death or death by dismemberment.
That is incorrect.
Yes, it is.
That is incorrect.
I would only not be able to do my job, God forbid, if you dismembered my head. If I lose an arm, I can still do the show. I would prefer not to lose an arm.
Well, we could just recapitate
you. So do you want me to go down and get Joanne?
No. I spent more time on this. I will never get those hours back,
Dana,
in my life ever again. I would rather, dare I say, be dismembered than have to go through the process of
It is not insurance for dying due to dismemberment. It is, let me re-say it or say it differently. It is insurance for your family if you accidentally die. Let's say a tree fell on you and it killed you. It would pay out to your beneficiaries.
Right. Car wreck. Accidental death. I get what an accidental death is.
Or if you are dismembered and live.
No, it is you are dismembered. Like a serial killer chops you up into pieces and throws you in a river.
That's exactly the type of insurance this company is offering. Serial killer dismemberment.
Do you understand, Dan, that every year we have to either decline or accept the dismemberment coverage? I don't understand.
I'm going to get Joanne.
Look it up. I know what dismemberment means.
No, but it is dismemberment.
It's or. A what, Sam?
It's or. It's accidental death or... dismemberment.
Because chances are, if you were dismembered and
you're
not dead.
You're thinking decapitation.
I'm talking about losing your arm or losing a leg.
We just had somebody in from Thunder Gong who...
Love Steps of Faith Foundation.
Yeah.
You know how much I love Steps of Faith.
Why they need a prosthetic?
Okay.
Everybody on the text line is telling me that I am right.
No.
And you... my dear,
look,
are wrong.
If we were linemen, and I don't mean with the Kansas City Chiefs, if we were contract construction workers, if we were in the military, there are a lot of jobs where I understand that you have a heightened risk. Motorcycle police officer, there's another one where you would have a reasonable risk of losing an arm or a leg. Speaking into a microphone for a living is not any risk whatsoever for showing up with just a torso and my head.
You might poke your eye out.
Okay. When Joanne comes up here and tells you that you're wrong, because I have dispatched Sam to go get her, I want you to say what you've never been able to say before. I am wrong.
You are missing the point of my grievance.
It's Friday at 4 o'clock, you Scott. The executive wing of the building has gone home.
I need you to focus on the grievance, which is why do we have to go through this every year? Whether or not you think I'm dead or not because I'm missing all of my limbs is inconsequential.
Okay.
The topic is why do we have to do this every year?
Because before I answer that, insurance agent here, this is from the text line, accidental dismemberment provides a certain dollar amount depending on the loss of a limb or an eye or a combination of them.
Out of all of the policies they could offer us in this specific business, what I am asking you is why is that the one that always pops up in front of my face? Follow me here.
All right.
If you said to me, I work with a bunch of lunatics in broadcasting, you would be accurate. If you said to me, I feel like we should offer them insurance, a heightened policy, if you will, for mental health services, I would be like, absolutely.
That's covered under your general medical coverage.
We need more of it.
We need
less dismembering insurance and more, like, I don't know, kick me an extra couple days off and I'll go see a therapist.
Okay.
It's not for on the
job. I see a therapist on days where I come into work. It grounds me. Sorry, Dan, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, this insurance is not about something that happens at work exactly.
Correct.
That can be under workers' compensation, et cetera. This is for, like, if you are in a car wreck and you lose your hand.
So
that's
true.
Dismemberment.
Dana, if you were to get so fed up with Scott right now that you were to climb over that plexiglass and dismember him, that would fall under workman's comp.
Because I was injured by her at work.
If you were
Die from the dismemberment.
Would it be an accidental death? No, that's targeted.
But if you were both to leave at the same time this evening and say, I don't know, Scott stops off at the Quick Trip and Dana sees him and decides, oh, I'm going to take him out, and he loses a leg in that process, that would be dismemberment.
Got
that it would
but
be
let me,
covered.
Let me answer her original question.
And the other life insurance policy you have and have an option will also pay out.
Correct.
Right.
Let me answer your original question. Why do we have to go through this hurdle every single year? The answer is simple.
I should just check a box.
Because
I still don't smoke.
As you get older, and maybe there's you might want to up your coverage so that you pay a lesser deductible and you have the option to go out of network if you choose. Also, there are life changes. Maybe working with me is so stressful to you that you've taken up smoking.
Here's how stressful this was, Dan. You cannot possibly make this up today. I had to call like a 1-912 number. I don't even know where I was. Probably talking to somebody in, I don't know, Europe. I don't even know where we were. And this very nice lady was trying to help me through the process because the computers are stupid and don't work. And she kept shouting at me, do you want accidental death or dismemberment coverage?
You got her to the point where she was shouting
and
at you?
And I kept shouting, decline, decline. And she's like, you're cutting out. And at that point,
but you weren't.
She wanted me to get to higher ground. My phone was not working. So picture this. I'm now on Shawnee Mission Parkway driving in circles, trying to scream at a lady seven states away that, no, once again, I do not need accidental dismemberment coverage. When in actuality, at that point in my life, I probably did need coverage for those things.
You were doing this while you were driving?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Risky.
Who was that? Sam. Very good.
You know what, Sam? I have an idea. I think next November 1st, we're going to take these two fine folks and sit them down and walk them through their...
Dan, I offered to do it for both of them.
I went down to Joanne's office and learned
how to work computers.
I offered
how
it
to
multiple times.
Insurance.
I'm reading up on this, and I think you're wrong.
The offer was rejected.
Dana,
did you get the pet insurance?
Here.
No.
I wasn't going to do this, but Shane and Olathe, go ahead.
I hate to be the one that says, hey, all the guys are correct. But it is a living benefit added to your accidental death benefit.
Then why doesn't it say accidental death or dismemberment?
It does say that.
It doesn't. It's called AD&D.
It's or. It's an assumed, you know, it's just almost like a common knowledge thing. So.
Wow.
You have to read beyond the headline.
For those in the industry, I'll put it that way. But Dana, Sam's got my info. I can certainly take care of you and all the other stuff.
Shane, I love it. I love that you call. But again, I'm looking at it, and everything says AD&D.
No, you're looking at Aflac. We are not insured through Aflac.
What's AD&D? It needs to be ADOD. That's all I'm saying.
In ours, it is. In our, Shane, be my witness. It is accidental death or dismemberment.
That's correct. So, because remember, when you keep saying getting dismembered accidentally, well, if you do it on purpose, it's insurance fraud.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Now Shane, there are others that say accidental death and dismemberment.
Everything I'm reading says AD&D, and I know that ours read that because I kept thinking, why do you need both? If I'm dismembered, I'm going to be dead.
No.
Well, think of it this way: the and is saying that they're giving you an additional benefit.
Okay.
Think of it that way. Don't think of it as I have to die while being dismembered. Right.
Theoretically. If I did, would that be covered?
Well, of course.
Under accidental death.
Correct.
Due to dismemberment.
If you survive your attacker and pull a Monty Python and it's just a flesh wound and you're sitting there with just a torso and a head and can still do your job, then you get that benefit as well.
Okay.
Can you imagine if I had to prop her up in her chair every day?
And to answer your question.
Yeah.
They're playing with your anxiety level right there when they keep calling you saying, and that's the first thing.
Yeah,
they're going after your anxiety. We know you need to just take
well,
a breath.
And Shane, for $6, we also get long-term disability if you are unable to work because you have like tuberculosis. And I'm pretty sure I clicked yes on that too.
Shane, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for the laughs.
From the text line, I forgot to get IQ insurance, which is sad because I'm losing points by the minute.
913. 913-586-7798. Toy Giant Mattel says it deeply regrets an error on the packaging of its Wicked movie-themed dolls, which mistakenly links toy buyers to a pornographic website.
Ooh!
The error gained attention on social media over the weekend, as you guys will recall, where numerous users shared photos of the URL printed on the back of the boxes for the special edition dolls, which feature characters from the movie adaptation of Wicked. In a statement to the Associated Press, Mattel said, quote, "It was made aware of a misprint on the packaging of the Mattel Wicked Collection dolls, which it said are primarily sold in the U.S. We deeply regret this unfortunate error. And are taking immediate action to remedy it." Mattel would not confirm whether their action includes removing unsold product with the incorrect link from stores. Okay.
This is cool. There is an actress who has confirmed she will be starring in a new HBO comedy series called Kansas City Star.
Oh, really?
Writes the Kansas City Star. Excuse us for doing a spit take when we saw the title of Kaylee, is it Cuoco?
Yeah.
Her new HBO series. According to an exclusive report this week from Deadline, the comedy with heart will be called Kansas City Star. They write, no one told us here at the Kansas City Star, the OG. In a bidding situation, HBO has landed one of the highest profile comedy packages to hit the marketplace in a while. She will headline and executive produce the show.
She
was in the
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, but what's the other one? Oh my gosh, flight attendant one. Flight attendant. Pardon me, which was on Max. Apparently, this is going to be about an actress, a comedian who comes back home to
Kansas City.
Kansas City.
One would think.
They end the story. I love this. Don't forget Hollywood. There are two Kansas Cities.
Is it going to be filmed in Kansas City or just the outdoor scenes?
Say. It does not say.
Is Kansas City Star copyrighted or trademarked?
Well, Kansas City Star is the Kansas City Star, and I think they're using this in a different, like, Kansas City Star,
like,
meaning...
Like stardom.
Yeah. She literally is going to play, quote, a semi-famous actress who returns to her hometown to work with a regional theater group.
Because here's one of the crazy... Because I hope it's filmed... The whole thing is filmed in the city... But what they do, like on Blue Bloods, I don't know how they do this because it takes a hell of a lot of coordination. The indoor scenes on Blue Bloods, for example, that's my favorite show, so I know this. Those are actually filmed in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like if they're at the kitchen table or in the police department. But then they go to New York to film, and they take the whole cast to film the outdoor scenes.
Yeah, The entire run of Ozark was shot in Georgia, except a couple of exteriors.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, let's say it's episode 13 of a 24 season or a show season, and you have to make sure that Donnie Wahlberg, for example, is wearing the exact same tie
right
during this outdoor scene, because this is also going to be in episode 13 that he wore 3 weeks ago when they were all in Hollywood.
All right, speaking
that does make me so mad about Ozark.
I do not want to spoil it, so I'm not going to say who. But we have not one, but two super famous actress comedians coming on the program next week. That's all I'm going to say. I have done the deed.
Excuse me?
I've done it. It's done.
We've all done it.
Next week.
Two?
Just stand by. Sam, you only know about one. I'll tell you about the other one during a break. Two.
Are you going to tell me?
No!
Why?
One of them is...
I'd like to do a little bit of research before they come walking in.
One of them is going to...
And by little, I mean little.
...involve you. The other one, I don't know that it's going to involve you because you would have to go back and really watch.
Is one of them that that hillbilly woman that's really funny?
I can talk about it. It is next week. There are two ladies coming onto the program, and I am... You're going to have to temper my excitement. I'm going to be crazy to speak with both of them.
Is one of them, what's her name from Saturday Night Live, who lives here in town?
Nope, I'm not going to talk about it.
Sam, who am I thinking of?
Heidi Gardner is from Kansas City.
It is not Heidi Gardner, and I love Heidi Gardner.
I do too.
These are two of my favorite entertainers ever.
Speaking of Heidi Gardner, started season two of Shrinking last night. Can't believe I waited so long. Forgot how amazing that show is.
Who is the male lead in that, Sam?
Jason Segel? Segel?
Yeah.
How do you say his last name?
Segel.
I think it's Segel. And she's... famous, good in everything she does. So, yeah. All right, check it out.
We have Festivus Friday. The airing of the grievances coming your way in 30 minutes. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Matchbox 20. I did not know this, but there is a 7'9" basketball player at the University of Florida, and he's been redshirted, according to their coach, Todd Golden. 7'9". His name is, he's from Canada, Olivier Roy. He's from Quebec. I don't do French.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Thank you.
Rue?
Yes. When he was, where are his heights? Oh, it says here... started playing basketball at the age of 5. He was 6 feet tall by the age of 8 and 7 feet tall when he entered the 7th grade.
Oh, I know, but bless his heart. 6 feet tall at age 8. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine ducking under every single doorway?
But when you're younger and, you know, when you're in those awkward, like, 13, 14, 15, I always look, like, anyone who's blessed with that amazing height and athletic ability, that's all great. But you would not want that for your child at age 13.
I wouldn't want it for me. I don't care. Being 7'9", everywhere you go, everybody's looking at you.
Remember that we interviewed the artist and actor who
from Topeka,
who was every bit of that. He was.
I think he was 7'11".
Enormously tall.
7'10".
And, you know, constantly asked, where'd you play basketball? Yeah. He's like, oh my, you know, if he had a dime for every time someone said that. And in fact, he did not play basketball.
No. This kid from Quebec can touch the rim without even standing on his tippy toes.
Yeah. It's not even dunking. It's just really the placement
just
of the ball.
Gently putting it in.
So what, we're like 4 hours away from this fight tonight, Sam? Or
The fight is set to start at 7 p.m. The preliminary rounds will feature three separate fights. Then the main card will start, which will also feature three separate fights. And then the Tyson-Paul fight.
So we got to get through six fights?
Yeah, Tyson-Paul aren't going to enter the ring until probably, and I'm just guessing here, like 10, 10:30.
Oh, that's too late. I'm not going to be up that late. And by the way, who is supposed to win and who does everyone want? Like, how does this work?
The betting favorites are heavily, I don't know what the odds are, but from a story that I read, the vast majority of people are betting on Tyson.
Okay.
I would.
If he can knock him out in the first five punches, I said this to you earlier, Scott, I will stand by it. If Tyson can knock Jake Paul out in the first five punches, it's over, obviously. If not, I think it's going to be a tough fight for Tyson. I don't think he has the stamina of somebody 30 years his youth.
Oh, man, I don't know. I would not put a dollar, and I love to gamble, I wouldn't put a dollar on that fight because I just don't know enough about it. I don't follow boxing. And I certainly wouldn't know with the age difference and all that stuff. There are metrics as far as their reach and like all. I don't follow any of that, so I wouldn't know.
So you gamble. You tell me this.
Yeah.
Paul, the odds for Paul to win are -175. The odds for Tyson to win are +180. I don't understand what that means.
Wait. So Paul is minus
175.
The minus so and the plus odds means are, it's what you need to bet to per $100, right? Like, so if you put a dollar down.
Basically, according to this, he's a 175-point favorite, whatever that means.
Over Tyson?
He is the favorite, according to the betting odds.
Okay.
If he has a minus.
By the way,
because that's like the weighted, it's like giving you a handicap in golf.
Well, we were talking yesterday about, you know, who America chooses to forgive and all this stuff. And somebody wrote in on the text line, I was cheering for Tyson. I'm only 29 years old. I never knew
he's a
convicted rapist. Go Team Paul now. I mean, there's a whole generation of people.
We're getting old.
Who don't know that Mike Tyson was in prison.
I mean, people my age and younger or even slightly older know Mike Tyson because of The Hangover.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And then they looked into Mike Tyson. Oh, yeah, he was a boxer back in the day. Cool. Nobody talks about how he spent time behind bars in the big house.
I heard this next story in Dan's newscast earlier, but I need a little bit more information. Apparently, travelers on board a Southwest Airlines flight trying to leave Denver today had to evacuate after an airplane seat caught on fire. But if you read into the story, the airplane seat caught on fire because a passenger's cell phone battery caught fire.
Gotta love lithium ion, baby.
Right? And
man, that had to hurt.
I do want to ask.
It's only 1,500 degrees.
On your butt?
Who cares? Light work.
They tell you in those signs, and I think generally we have this understanding that you're really not supposed to store those types of things. Do you know how many people, either accidentally or because they don't understand what those batteries can do, put those in a checked bag, whether it's your cell phone charger or
any
type of battery? It happens every single day and thousands of flights a day. I mean, so I guess my question is, why is it that we don't see more of this type?
Every single device that we use today that is battery powered runs off of lithium ion.
But what if isn't the underbelly of the plane where they put the luggage, isn't that really cold?
It depends on where it is. Some portions of that area are temperature controlled. Others are not.
Yeah, for where they put the dogs and stuff. Yeah.
The passenger whose phone caught fire, by the way, is currently being treated for burns.
Where?
Listen to this. Passengers toward the front of the plane left through the front door via the jet bridge. So they were able just to exit and go. Passengers in the back of the plane fled using the rear emergency slides. So half the plane got to do the bouncy, bouncy, bounce down the slide. The other half, they were like, you're close enough to the front, just go out the front.
Oh, I want to do the bouncy bounce.
By the way, they do not recommend that you put these items in your checked baggage, but people do it every day. You're also only allowed to fly with one larger lithium-ion battery on your person. So, like, cell phone's a smaller one, but if you have a laptop and an iPad, sorry.
But there's no way they're catching all of those, Sam. I just don't buy it.
Well, you got to go through security. It shows up, doesn't it?
I mean,
never mind.
Let's say I put an iPad in a checked bag. Would they scan that and then say, oh, wait a minute, you can't put this in a checked bag?
See, I don't think that the TSA is checking for that, though.
I don't either.
I think that if you put two laptops into that bucket to send it through the X-ray machine, they're like, oh, look, no bombs, good. Or whatever they're looking for, because...
Coral.
Yeah.
They're always looking for coral.
Better check those shoes.
One other person was injured, and that person was injured going down the bump-a-bump-a-bump bouncy thing.
Here comes a
lawsuit.
Wouldn't
that be so fun, though? I would love to slide down one of those slides.
I would, too.
From Fox 4, the Board of Governors at Missouri State University has issued a statement saying that it was unaware of any incident by President Biff Williams when he was offered his position at the university. In a statement, MSU's Board of Governors had this to say about the pending lawsuit involving the school's president. The Board of Governors was not aware of the situation when they offered the position to President Williams. In mid-June, he informed the board chair that there was an issue. The board only recently became aware of the extent of the circumstances. So if you missed the story earlier this week, Biff Williams, the president at Missouri State, there was someone who worked in his department, in the executive department at the school, who had gotten some sort of surgery, we don't know what, and was at home recovering. The president, Biff, went over to this person's house and used vegetables to make it look like male genitalia on the front porch, and then left a note, you know, hope your recovery is going well, blah, blah, blah. And he signed the names of three employees of the school.
Now, this was at his previous employer, Utah Tech.
Sorry, you're right. Utah Tech, that's right. Thank you for the clarification. And then he left Utah Tech. He signed the names of three employees at Utah Tech. Two of them were women. One was a man. And apparently they had nothing to do with it at Utah Tech. They didn't know about it. He then takes a job at Missouri State. And they have now filed a Title IX federal lawsuit against him. And he used eggplants and zucchinis to make the
hilarious
formation.
We had joked that this was more funny than anything, and why are they suing? John Grayson called at the end of that segment. We didn't have time to get him on. And he filled me in on a bit of information that's obvious, that we didn't even think about. What is the religious makeup of a majority of Utah?
They're Mormons, yeah.
Yeah, who do not appreciate sexual symbols.
Oh. Or who, I don't want to paint with that broad of a brush, but who might be less inclined to find something like that funny.
Offensive, or be more inclined to find it offensive, yeah.
Okay. Who cares? It was a joke. It was a prank. Get a sense of humor and lighten up.
I think it's hilarious.
Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Wrapping up our first full week of Coats for Kids 2024. The need is great. We're being very ambitious this year. I hope you can help and are willing to help. Our goal this year is $60,000 to buy new coats for children in 5 school districts in the Kansas City Metro who, for whatever reason, don't have a warm winter coat. And the districts are KCK, Kansas City, Missouri, Independence, Hickman Mills, and Center. If you can help, just go to kmbz.com and click on the Coats for Kids tab. It's going to take you to a very safe, very secure website where you can make your donation. We've used this company for years. Or you can just text KMBZ Coats, one word, KMBZ Coats to 44321. 44321. And a huge shout out to our partners at Operation Warm and our sponsor, Pinnacle Bank.
All right, the plot thickens.
Yes,
we've got
does.
A story from Channel 9. New York Post has picked up some of this, and you've got a Milwaukee Sentinel story. Mm-hmm. Let me start with Channel 9's story. Milwaukee Bucks player break-in could have a link to Mahomes and Kelsey burglaries, according to police. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Your dateline is Kansas City. It says Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelsey aren't the only professional athletes to suffer break-ins recently. Milwaukee Bucks player Bobby Portis said on social media last week he was the victim of a home burglary. Police say several of his prized possessions were stolen. And police in River Hills, Wisconsin, where that burglary took place, told KNBC 9's sister station in Wisconsin that the burglary, quote, shares striking similarities to the Mahomes and Kelsey cases, which happened last month. Okay. The River Hills Police Department has been in contact with police in Missouri, Kansas, and Minnesota, as well as the FBI. And they have been in contact with police from Minnesota because there's another burglary case now involving a Minnesota Timberwolves player. And the burglaries happened as those players tipped off in their games.
Wow. The Portis robbery, by the way, burglary, took place Saturday night. He was playing in a game at Fiserv Forum or something. He's been with the Bucks for 5 years.
I don't see any suggestion that these cases are connected. They just said that they have striking similarities. I watched the video from Bobby Portis. He posted a video from his front porch. You can clearly see that these are not hazmat suits. These are separate items of clothing on their body. In theory, they're all dark in color, the clothing, which is why it shows up white.
They're at least looking into it, Sam. Police in River Hills, Wisconsin say that there are striking similarities. Doesn't mean it's the same, doesn't mean it's connected, but they are looking into it to the point that one, two, three, four area police departments, four police departments rather, as well as the FBI are looking into it.
Very interesting.
Hmm.
Story here from the Miami Herald. A former Postal Service employee stole hundreds of checks from the mail that were addressed to Pennsylvania businesses and sold them.
Hmm.
Ahmad Sharif, 35 years old, pleaded guilty to four counts of mail theft by an officer or employee. McClatchy News reached out to Sharif's attorney for comment, didn't hear anything back. Here's the beef of the story. Hmm. Prosecutors say between October of last year and April of this, Sharif, in his role as a human resources officer at the Bloomfield Post Office, stole mail, including more than 450 checks, totaling more than $6 million. Sharif used an encrypted messaging app to sell a portion of the checks to buyers, making $20,000 off the scheme.
And this was a male suspect?
Mm-hmm. Ahmad Sharif faces a maximum total sentence of 20 years in prison and a fine of $1 million or both.
We also have a woman who is accused of embezzling $800,000.
All this thieving going
from Home Depot. And there was another woman thieving. It's a little bit younger, and she used the money to buy a yacht. It's usually women. That's why I asked you what the gender was.
The Tampa Bay Rays have a new home for the 2025 season. Yesterday, the team announced it would play next season at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. The Rays said it selected Steinbrenner Field as its temporary regular season home because it is the best prepared facility in the Tampa Bay region to host regular season Major League Baseball games. Their field, Tropicana Field, you may recall, was hard hit by Hurricane Milton. This story says it was destroyed. It wasn't destroyed. The roof was ripped off and there was some damage to the stadium. The move to Tampa has Pinellas County commissioners furious, and it comes right before they have to vote on approving bonds to pay for a new stadium. The Rays said Thursday that moving to Steinbrenner Field is an extraordinary step. I believe that is where the Yankees play their preseason games, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. We have that. Oh, and here's another one. What's up with fake bear attacks? Anyone? Four Los Angeles residents have been arrested for an insurance fraud scheme after they claimed a bear damaged their cars, but video shows it was a person in a bear costume. The California Department of Insurance said the four men claimed a bear entered their 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost and damaged the interior while at Lake Arrowhead on January 28th. They provided surveillance footage to their insurance company as proof. But the video proved their story was false. Going to take a quick break for the news here with Dan Weinbaum. This is the best time to get in if you'd like to be a part of Festivus Friday. Telephone number is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. The airing of the grievances right after the news with Dan in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.